This is your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're back for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. Hope you stick around for the final hour. We've got some fine swinging sounds ahead of us. I'm going to continue to spotlight the alto sax artistry of Art Pepper. And we're going to open up with a neat little swinger called Too Close for Comfort from Art's contemporary album called Intensity, cut on a contemporary label back in November of 1960. And along with Art is an underrated, overlooked pianist out of Philadelphia, who landed on the West Coast, really fine piano player, not too heavily recorded, Dolo Coker. And we also got Jimmy Bond here on bass, and one of Art's apparently favorite drummers, Frank Butler, back on drums. Let's listen to a great standard, Too Close for Comfort.
Thank you.
Yes, a nice swinging version of Too Close for Comfort from Art Pepper's contemporary album, Intensity. Art was there on alto sax, our highlight artist of the week, along with Dolo Coker on piano. Jimmy Bond had a nice bass solo, and Frank Butler on drums traded fours with Art Pepper.
Next, we have the Monterey Jazz Festival Orchestra, led by Gil Fuller. It's from a Prestige LP released in 1965. It was a studio album. It wasn't recorded at the festival. And it features Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet as the main soloist. He trades ideas with Harry Edison, also on trumpet. It's a tune written by Gil Fuller entitled Be That Way. We'll be right back. Yeah, so there we have a trumpet tandem with Dizzy Gillespie and Harry Edison, backed by the Monterey Jazz Festival Orchestra, a tune written by the leader, Gil Fuller, entitled Be That Way, released on a Prestige LP in 1965.
Now do something by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, alto saxman Art Pepper. These are rather rare recordings at one time. They were recorded on open reel tapes. And we're not released for some time for reasons unbeknownst to us, and only the executives at Aladdin Records could fill us in on that point. No one knows why they weren't released, but they were eventually released on CD on the Blue Note label. And this is the CD title is A Complete Art Pepper Aladdin Recordings Volume 3, The Art of Pepper. And we're going to have Art do a Bud Powell bop classic, Web City, and Art Pepper is backed up by Carl Perkins on piano out of Indianapolis, who gravitated to the West Coast, Ben Tucker on bass, and a fine drummer, young Chuck Flores, who eventually became the drummer in the Woody Herman Band later, a real swinging drummer. Let's listen to Web City. Thank you. Bud Powell's classic bop composition, Web City, done up by Art Pepper, backed up by Carl Perkins on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, Chuck Flores on drums. That was cut in April 1957, originally on some Aladdin tapes, eventually released on the Blue Note label as a CD in about 1991.
Well, next we have another tenor sax tandem without any planning at all, but this time it's Frank West and Frank Foster, two longtime employees of the great Count Basie, along with some other Basie alum, with Henry Coker on trombone, Benny Powell on trombone. And then we have Kenny Burrell on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. It's from an LP entitled North, South, East, West, on the Savoy label. The tune is a Rodgers and Hart tune written for the 1930 musical Evergreen, and it's entitled Dancing on the Ceiling. Dancing on the Ceiling, a group led by Frank West on tenor sax, also Frank Foster on tenor sax, Henry Coker on trombone, Benny Powell on trombone, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. From an LP entitled North, South, East, West, released on the Savoy label in 1956.
Here's another recording done by the Aladdin people. And it's Broadway, which is a staple in the Count Basie book for all down through the years. And along with Art Pepper on alto sax, he brings his buddy Jack Sheldon on trumpet, who we heard in the first hour on our on the contemporary album Smack. Now on piano is Russell Freeman, who was in the Count or the Chet Baker Quartet for many years. Leo Vinegar out of Indianapolis on bass, and wonderful drummer Shelly Mann, who had a jazz club in San Francisco for many years called the Manhole. And so let's listen to this fine aggregation do Broadway.
Thank you.
Jazz. That was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, alto sax man Art Pepper, taking a page out of the Count Basie book, doing Broadway. In that front line with Art was Jack Sheldon on trumpet, a fine rhythm section backing Russ Freeman on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums.
Well, I guess we'll stay on the West Coast, this time with the Bill Perkins Octet, led by Bill on tenor sax and accompanied by Bud Shank on alto sax, Jack Nimitz on baritone sax, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Carl Fontana on trombone, Russ Freeman on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. The tune is one written by Victor Young and Ned Washington entitled 100 Years From Today.
Thank you.
is 100 years from today, featuring Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Bud Shank on alto sax, Jack Nimitz on baritone sax, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Carl Fontana on trombone, Russ Freeman on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. From an LP entitled The Bill Perkins Octet on a Pacific Jazz label, released in 1956.
We're going to delve now again into the Aladdin Recording Company's archives for some things that weren't released for years. This is a complete Art Pepper Aladdin Recordings Volume 1, The Return of Art Pepper. And on this particular track, along with Art Pepper on sax, they bring in Red Norvo on vibes, Gerald Wiggins on piano, fine West Coast pianist, Ben Tucker on bass, Joe Morello on drums. This is Walter Donaldson's composition, You're Driving Me Crazy. And if you listen real close, this is the chord changes of You're Driving Me Crazy, or the chord changes for Moton Swing, which was one of the classic Count Basie items in the Basie book all down through the years. Let's listen to Art Pepper's group do You're Driving Me Crazy. Thank you. nice swing version of Walter Donaldson's classic, You're Driving Me Crazy. And as one disc jockey used to say, you know, that's not a drive, that's a short putt. But anyway, that was Art Pepper on alto sax, Red Norville on vibes, Gerald Wiggins on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, Joe Morello on drums, from Art Pepper's Aladdin session, You're Driving Me Crazy.
Well, next we'll hear from pianist Bobby Timmons from a Riverside album entitled Soul Time. Bobby's backed up here by Lou Mitchell on trumpet and Sam Jones on bass and Art Blakey on drums. The tune was written by Bobby. It's the title tune from the album entitled Soul Time.
Thank you.
And that was Bobby Timmons on piano, backed there by Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Sam Jones in bass, and Art Blakey on drums. The tune was Soul Time. It was the title tune from his album of the same name, released on the Riverside label in 1960.
Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on Electra 89.1 FM. We try to bring you some of the finest in mainstream jazz every Sunday night. We're here from 8 to 10, and we hope you enjoyed the show, and you'll come back and visit us next Sunday night. We'll have 2 more hours of fine, straight-ahead jazz. We're going to close out the show with our highlight artist of the week, Art Pepper, from his album Straight Life on the Galaxy label. This is the title track, Straight Life, with the impeccable Tommy Flanagan on piano, the great Red Mitchell on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Straight Life. Thank you.